You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Barry C. Siegel, the president of Barry Siegel, LLC. He is a success achievement coach, speaker, author, and consultant. Today, Barry will discuss how to increase productivity while improving your luck and your life. Barry, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
So nice to be here. Thanks for having me, Eric.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well, and you're most welcome. What's Beat the Blues all about?
Well, it's an instruction manual, actually an information manual and a toolkit designed to, as you said, increase productivity and improve your life, any aspect of your life. It's a little unique in that it contains a music CD and a workbook as well as the general text. I've gathered the top success achievement principles that have been developed over, believe it or not, 4,000 years and updated them to include some modern computer terms and analogies and added a few of my own theories. And the process of reading the book and listening to the music is enjoyable and entertaining, but the main effort is to get you to reprogram a part of the subconscious mind that I refer to as the Success GPS.
And speaking of that, tell us more about the Success GPS.
Okay. The GPS is one of my favorite all-time inventions. To me, it's something new to you and your audience. It might be, you know, they might have grown up with it. To me, it's new. Anyway, I love this thing. All you have to do is tell it where you are, where you want to go, and it maps it all out for you. If you make a wrong turn, it straightens you right out. Now, I believe that we are all born with a device similar to this within our subconscious minds. The only problem is that it's been programmed by others. We haven't set the parameters. It started with our parents, and they were doing the right thing because their main job is to protect us. And to protect a baby, you have to tell the baby, you can't do this, you can't do that, and these are your shortcomings. And then it's relatives and teachers, coaches, friends, enemies, colleagues. All your life, all you're hearing basically are what you cannot do and what your shortcomings are. And now, when you want to make things happen, your GPS has been programmed with negativity. So how in the world are you going to override all this negativity to make your GPS get you where you want to go?
And the next question would be, how do we override this negativity that we have heard all of our lives and even still hearing today?
Well, I'll go to another technology analogy. I'm sure you've heard of SEO, search engine optimization. Right. People wonder, how is it that when you go into a search engine and type in just a few words, that search engine feeds us back the best sites, the best blogs, and they put them right on the top? How did they do that? Well, it's a complicated algorithm, but basically, the stuff that gets to the top are the sites that have devoted the maximum amount of energy to making themselves user-friendly and building huge audience, and using the right words over and over and over again to identify their niche. So the repetition of these words and the energy that went into it puts them at the top. Now, so to get to the top of your own GPS, your success GPS, you want to use a similar technique. So you want to devote maximum energy, maximum repetition. And I have found that energy, repetition, what enhances those things is something called rhythm. So energy, repetition, rhythm, and then I'll throw in rhyme. If you rhyme words, they're easier to remember. Energy, repetition, rhythm, and rhyme. And what's the one vehicle that can produce all four of those elements most efficiently? It's music. So what I use is the right kind of music with the right kind of positive affirmations that will permit you to repeat them over and over again without them becoming annoying. And by listening to this over and over again with music, you are going to get to the top of your GPS and override that negativity you've heard all your life.
This always sounds very good, and we're going to talk further here today. We are joined by Barry C. Siegel, the president of Barry Siegel LLC, success achievement coach, speaker, author, and consultant. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, why do you stress blues music as opposed to other forms of music?
Eric, have you ever listened to a James Brown record?
I certainly have.
Well, you can't sit still, and it's the epitome. It's the most energetic. It's the most repetitious. It's just a few words over and over again, generally in a call response fashion. So you've got the energy, the repetition, the rhythm that you can't beat, and the rhyme. Well, the blues singers, they'll make anything rhyme, even if they have to mispronounce some of the words in the process. So you will not find any form of music that better utilizes energy, repetition, rhythm, and rhyme. And that's why I've chosen the blues. Also, for those of you who don't know where the blues came from, the blues is a fusion of West African folk music and European music. The fusion would have never happened had we not had a horrendous thing happen in this country, and that was slavery. The slaves brought over their West African folk roots and were exposed to European music, and they kind of merged the two. Now, they weren't allowed to read, write, sing, or dance, or play musical instruments. But in the fields, when they were working, the slave owners allowed them to sing because they saw it increased their productivity. And that's how the blues evolved into the only original American art form. The blues and the various genres that grew out of it, like jazz, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, etc. But right from the beginning, this kind of music increased productivity. It wouldn't have survived if that were not the case.
Very, very true. Now, lastly, what separates successful people from the rest of us?
Well, most people think that you have to have money to make money. And I want to start by saying that money is not the thing that separates successful from unsuccessful. And it's also not the fact that successful people have managed to avoid failure. In fact, successful people have invariably failed much more often than unsuccessful people. The difference is that they've got an ability to get themselves off the ground, learn from that failure or setback, and move on. So essentially, the people who are successful have managed to program their success GPS and have developed the courage and persistence to develop character traits and belief systems that enable them to just keep on pushing. They refuse to lose, and that's what separates them. They just keep going until they eventually get to the point where they set in their own minds of this is where I want to go, and nothing's going to stop them. So it's character traits and belief systems.
How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information about Barry Siegel LLC online, the services that you offer, and any other important information that the listeners should know about?
The best place to find out more about me and order the books or whatever is BarryC.com. That's BarrySea.com. The C is like the ocean. And I use the C because I use it as an acronym also to get ahead. And the S stands for specify, E stands for emulate somebody who is successful, and the A is to take action. So it's BarrySea.com.
You got to love it. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip?
Yeah, make things happen. Don't let other people tell you what to do. Start setting your own parameters, and if you believe it, you can achieve it.
Barry, certainly has been a privilege to have had you join us today, and you're welcome back anytime on the show.
Thank you so much, Eric. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. We've been speaking with Barry C. Siegel, the president of Barry Siegel LLC, a success achievement coach, speaker, author, and consultant. And once again, the website of reference is BarryC.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.